Lake Effect brings you conversations about what's happening in Milwaukee and the people, places, and organizations that shape the community. This is Lake Effect Spotlight from WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Spring migration is in full swing, which means warbler season is upon us. These small songbirds are among the most celebrated by birders for their flashy colors and sweet songs. But most warblers only spend just a few weeks in Milwaukee. For this month's Chirp Chat, Lake Effect's Excret Nunez meets with Zoe Finney at the Schlitz Audubon Nature Center. She explains what makes warblers so special and where you can see them this spring.
For today's episode of Chirp Chat, we'll be talking all about warblers. And when I first started birding, I quickly learned that birders love warblers and are absolutely fascinated by them. Zoe, I know you're a huge fan of these birds as well. So I'm wondering, what makes warblers and this time of year particularly special?
Warblers are incredible little creatures. Some people call them the jewels of spring because they are tiny and bright and vivid. And they're just like magical little birds that instill this wonder for the birders who are hearing them and seeing them. I think they're extra special because they are generally like rare for us. So in April and May is the main time that we get to see warblers in Milwaukee. They're migrating through. Some of them are staying here, but for the most part, they spend a lot of the rest of their year in their wintering grounds, which are much further south. And so we just have like a short window that we get to like get out on the trails and get a glimpse of these beautiful little birds.
And you mentioned a few of the characteristics that make warblers a warbler, like their size and their color, and they also come through in the fall. Do warblers stay the same color year-round?
They do not stay the same color year-round. When they are migrating through in spring, they are generally in their breeding plumage. Specifically, the males have like a much brighter breeding plumage than, for instance, like juvenile birds and female birds. So throughout the year, they go through different molts. And in fall, it's actually like really tricky to identify. They're actually pretty hard to identify in spring as well. There are quite a few different species that come through, but many of them have similar characteristics. And so you have to like really learn the different field marks to be able to distinguish them from each other. And then when they lose their breeding plumages, it just gets really, really tough because a lot of them end up just kind of looking like these like dull, olivey, yellow colored birds that you have to figure out all of their field marks to figure out like, okay, am I looking at a black poll or am I looking at a bay-breasted?
Yeah, and I think that makes them just that much more interesting. So I'm curious, you mentioned earlier that warblers do make a song. Is there like a distinct song that they make?
So there are so many different species of warblers. I believe there are about 60 total that could be found in the U.S. Up here, we have around 40 that migrate through. And within those 40, they all have different songs. Some of them sound super sing-songy and warbly, like that's how they originally got their name. It's just completely varied on the species that you're listening to. Like some of them are so high-pitched that you can hardly hear them. And then you think of like a spring morning where there might be like dozens of birds that could be singing their songs around the same time. So even just like figuring out how to distinguish like what song am I hearing can be pretty tricky. And I think that's part of like why people love warblers, because there is this challenge with them, not only in like the identifying by song, but also identifying them by their characteristics. Because again, like it's a big group of birds, you know, there's just like a wide range of how these birds look.
Absolutely. So you mentioned that about 40 warbler species will fly through Milwaukee during spring migration. Where will warblers be traveling from?
Oh, they are traveling from all over. When I said that there are 40, there have been 40 total, according to eBird, ever spotted in Milwaukee. I think in like a typical spring migration, it's probably like more low to mid 30s is what you would expect to actually see. Here at Schlitz Audubon, we have observed 34 warblers total, but these warblers are neotropical migrants, and so that means that they are traveling from South America, Central America. Some of them stay in the Caribbean. One of my favorites, the Blackburnian warbler, flies as far south as Bolivia to then travel across the Gulf of Mexico and across like the U.S. to get up to their wintering grounds in northern Wisconsin and the boreal forests of Canada.
That's amazing. And so why are they traveling so far? Like, what's driving or motivating their migration?
So migration is still something that, even though it's been studied a ton, the exact specifics are still not 100% known. But what we do know is that these birds have an internal clock, an innate compass in them that lets them know it's time to go. There are theories that it could be the position of the sun that helps guide them, but lengthening day is one of the main things that helps let them know it's time to go, as well as warblers primarily eat insects. And so in the spring, our insects are starting to hatch, and so they're moving for the food sources. And so they're leaving their tropical lands to come up here to get more food and to breed in their habitats in mainly boreal forests.
And so when they're migrating through like the Milwaukee area, are they stopping to nest, or is it just a rest stop for them?
It depends on the species. There are some species that this is their final destination, like the yellow warbler could nest in Milwaukee County. The common yellow throat is another one that we have nesting here. American red starts are another bird that it's pretty easy to find their nests around here. And they also like to be a little lower in the shrubs. So they're one of my favorites because you can actually get pretty good glimpses of them. But for the most part, a lot of these birds are coming through after thousands of miles of traveling, and they are using Milwaukee and other places mainly as a stopover. So when they see a green patch of land, they are coming down to refuel, take a little break, and then continue on their journey to their northern breeding grounds.
And so I understand that in general, bird populations are in a steep decline across North America. In 2019, a study was published in Science. It found that there are nearly 3 billion fewer birds in North America compared to 1970, and nearly 2.5 billion of those missing birds are from migratory species like warblers. So I'm wondering, what's contributing to the decline of warbler populations, and what can be done to protect them?
Warblers are declining much like other species due to habitat loss, deforestation, and climate change, as well as just human impact on their wintering and breeding grounds. So one thing I think like the average person can do in your own backyard would be planting native plants and shrubs. Warblers, when they're coming through Milwaukee and other parts of the U.S., this is like a refueling stop for them mainly. And so if we have the right habitat that's like helping the correct insects flourish, we're just providing them a better stopover.
Absolutely. And you mentioned that April through middle of May is kind of the best time of year to check out some warbler species here in Milwaukee. Can you describe some of the types of warblers we often see fly through?
Yeah, I would say just a small tweak. It's really more like mid-April through the whole month of May that warblers are really here. They're starting to trickle in right now, like currently. In Milwaukee County, there have already been some palm warblers sighted, some yellow-rumped warblers, and pine warblers, which those are generally the first ones that come through. The yellow-rumped is kind of like a classic warbler. It's one of the first warblers that I would say birders learn, probably because there are so many of them, and also they are one of the first to come through. But they're a small to medium-sized warbler, and one of their distinguishing characteristics is they have this little yellow spot on their rump. And so birders like to call them butter butts, because it looks
so
like
cute.
A little pat of butter. And then when May 1st hits, it's kind of like gates are open. Like the floodgates are open, and from that point on, you never know what warbler species you're going to see on a day. It's just wild, like the varied amount of colors and patterns that these birds bring to our canopy. To be able to see that in Milwaukee, it's pretty incredible.
It's absolutely amazing. And hopefully that encourages people to like keep their eyes open because they might never know what they can see.
I think that's one of the things that I try to explain to people. Like, if you're willing to take the time and patience to look for them, which can be tricky because they really love the tops of trees. And so a lot of times, like, warbler watching means that your neck is like totally up at the canopy and you might just get a glimpse of their underside, but that's worth it to even get that little glimpse.
That butter butt.
Yeah.
So I'm curious, you were kind of alluding to it already, but what are some tips that you have for new birders trying to catch a glimpse of some warblers? You were saying like looking up a lot.
Yes. I think a few tips would be just be prepared to be patient. The flurry of activity can be overwhelming. Just try to like maybe focus on one tree and see what comes into sight. I would say don't get overwhelmed. Just soak in the beauty of the warbler's song. If you get to see a flash of that bright color, just try to soak that in and really enjoy that it's here. And I promise, like, the more time that you spend outside with your binoculars and with other birding groups, like, you are going to start to learn how to identify them. It's just one of those things that the more time you do it, you're going to figure it out. So, like, be gentle with yourself and don't expect to be able to go out on your first May day and be able to distinguish all of these birds, because even for expert birders, there are forums, there are Discords, there are Facebook groups that are set up specifically to help people figure out, like, what bird did I see? And so even the expert birders are not always going to be 100%. And so if you're beginning, you're not going to know right away either.
That's really reassuring. Thank you. Yeah. What are some other great spots that you recommend people check out to see warblers?
Yeah, Schlitz Audubon is a great spot for warblers. There might be different species in different areas of the property, but the tower is a wonderful spot because it does like get you more to their level. Lake Park is another really great spot for warblers. If I'm not here, then I will be in the ravines at Lake Park most spring mornings or like on the weekends. Grant Park is another really great spot for warblers. Being along the lake really gives us a lot of places that are prime for warblers because we're in the Mississippi Flyway and a lot of the birds are using the lake as their migration route. And so the green areas along the lake tend to be hot spots for warblers. Another spot, not in Milwaukee County, but Ozaukee, Lion's Den is another really great spot for warbler watching.
Yeah, I've definitely been meaning to check Lion's Den Gorge out. Yeah. So I will be doing that. Well, Zoe, we've reached the end of Chirp Chat. And at the end of Chirp Chat, I love for guests to shine a spotlight on a bird for the month. So I'm curious, what bird would you like to highlight this month?
So because I already picked the Black Bernian Warbler last time I was on, I had to pick my second favorite warbler, which is the American Redstart. It is a small warbler that is basically completely black except for some really bright spots of orange on its wings and kind of on its like side breast area. They have a beautiful little song, very high pitched. I really like American Redstarts because they are one of the species, well, A, they're here most of the summer. So they are a species that will breed at Schlitz Audubon and other places in Milwaukee County. But also they tend to stay a little lower in the canopy, but they really do like to kind of zip in and out of shrubs. So it's kind of impossible all the same. But there's sometimes a better chance of getting a good glimpse of a red start.
Well, Zoe, thanks so much for speaking with me today and helping me learn more about how wonderful warblers are. This was really fun.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for being here.
Zoe Finney is the creative lead at the Schlitz Audubon Nature Center and a big fan of warblers. She spoke with Lake Effects expert Nunez for a monthly series we call Chirp Chat, which you can find as a podcast.
You can find more interviews like this one by visiting wuwm.com/lakeeffect. And while you're there, subscribe to the Lake Effect Spotlight podcast.